The province is helping make back-to-school more affordable for students and their families who are struggling with rising costs of living due to global inflation. With SD59 picking up nearly $460,000 through the Student and Family Affordability Fund, $60 million will help school districts make sure students are fed and have the school supplies they need to be successful this year. BC Confederation of Parent Advisory Councils President Chris Schultz-Lawrenson said parent advisory councils across the province know all too well that the increasing costs of school supplies, healthy food, and school activity charges are just some of the items that make the return to school a financial hardship for some parents. The BC Confederation of Parent Advisory Councils strongly supports this government initiative, which will allow individual schools and school districts to provide some financial relief to assist the families who need it most. South Dakota 59 is slated to receive $459,079 in funding. The one-time funding will be provided directly to school districts to help them expand school meal programs, make sure students have the school supplies they need and cover any additional fees so that students in need can take part in activities, such as field trips. Districts will work with parent advisory councils and school communities, as well as local First Nations and other Indigenous organizations, regarding local priorities that will best meet the needs of diverse student populations. In addition to the $60 million for school districts, $3.8 million will be provided through the Federation of Independent School Associations, FISA, to support families struggling with increasing costs and that access education through independent school authorities. The funding is the first step in government's commitment to make sure students are properly fed for learning and to work with school districts to support the expansion of food and meal programs. Many families in BC are feeling the effects of global inflation on daily costs, including groceries, school supplies and other school expenses, said Jennifer Whiteside, Minister of Education and Childcare. Editor at dcdn.ca.